An Ontario healthcare worker told a Toronto reporter Monday that anyone who has seen a child gasping for air will immediately put aside any selfish thoughts about not wearing a mask to do whatever it takes to see that child get better. Dr. Kieran Moore, Ontario's chief medical officer of health, is hoping Ontario residents will keep that thought in mind and care enough about their sick family members that they will go so far as to wear a mask at home to keep children and elderly people from getting infected. I'm reminding Ontarians to get back to using all the layers of protection that we know work to keep ourselves and others healthy. Moore outlined his concerns at a Queen's Park news conference Monday in response to what he said is the triple threat of respiratory illness caused by influenza, RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, and COVID-19. And while Moore has strongly encouraged residents to begin masking as a way to stave off obvious infections, he did not call for a masking mandate. Moore did, however, stress that the situation for young people and elderly people is getting worse. Influenza activity is increasing across Ontario. More than half of children 5 to 17 years old, being tested in emergency departments and hospitals are positive already for influenza, Moore told reporters. He said it is essential for Ontario residents to get their flu shot at this time. Moore said this also applies to young people. I'm asking Ontarians, especially children 6 months of age and older, pregnant individuals, families and caregivers with young children, healthcare workers and elderly and those with underlying health conditions to get your flu shot as soon as possible. Protect themselves and those around them. Moore said the flu season is expected to peak in mid-December and that makes it urgent now to get a flu shot. The time to get your shot is now, please, please do not delay, Moore pleaded, adding it is not too late to get protected. He also spoke of the need to protect those who are at risk of infection. In response to the worsening trends and existing challenges for our healthcare system, I'm strongly recommending that all Ontarians, not just those at high risk, wear a mask in indoor public settings, especially around our most vulnerable Ontarians. He added that public education is needed so people understand that what would be a simple cold symptom in an adult can become a serious and severe respiratory illness for any child under the age of 4. Moore said the thing to remember is that cold symptoms are similar to symptoms of the flu or RSV, which can easily be transmitted to a child. We must now learn from the last several weeks of experience in Ontario and around the globe to protect our families further, Moore said. So always our first basis in public health is to educate, to provide the facts, to provide the options and tools to protect our children and our communities. He added that masking at home, when caregivers of young children or the elderly are themselves sick, can be a difficult adjustment, but Moore said it was necessary. If you've got any vulnerable child in the home, I think it's best we, in essence, try to cocoon that child with masking as best we can, Moore said. Children aged 4 and under are very susceptible to RSV and influenza. If you have any symptoms of cold, flu or COVID-19, absolutely you should be masking in the home setting and staying home until you're fully recovered and practicing good hand hygiene in the home setting. But if you've got anyone vulnerable in the home, it's best as the risk goes up for all three of these pathogens, all three of these significant viruses, to mask around anyone vulnerable, Moore said. If you have questions about masking, the American Academy of Pediatrics has produced a MyTH-Busting FAQ to help people make better and informed choices about wearing masks. You can find the document here. Len Gillis covers healthcare and mining for Sudbury.com.